Blog Talk
Radio. On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And next to me, to my right, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, a man who has never met a grit nor a sun parasol that he didn't like, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, y'all. And man, do I hate grits. And I'm allowed to say that because I'm
a
Southerner.
Yes, you are. You're right.
I'm a son of the South.
But of course, since you're,
say things like that.
Since you're a Southerner who hates grits, you're probably a liberal.
Oh yeah, I'm an elitist.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the. I'm a self-loathing Southerner. Who hates grits. And I don't really care for sweet tea either. So.
Oh God, good man.
I know. I'm a little odd. I think it's because I'm a border guy. You know, I live right here on the Missouri border. I'm almost a Midwesterner also.
Right.
So I'm a little bit of a mix.
Right. And living next to Missouri, you like to compromise.
Hey-o. Of course. Hey-o. See,
so
you just made me cough
down
there.
How's things down in your border-type God's country state?
Well, it's gee, it's late spring already. Temperatures in the 80s.
Wow.
Humid as hell down here. It's
really?
It's ridiculous. It's killing me already. The old sinuses are still going crazy. Still got the pain in the ear. It's not constant. It comes and goes. But now, see, you laugh. You laugh at my suffering, and it really hurts.
Like I told you, it's probably ear gout.
It probably is. I mean, it could be a brain tumor, but I'm guessing it's the sinuses. But
yeah.
And the headset really helps it, let me tell you.
I'm sure it does.
It just feels like a vice on my head, but that's okay. I'll be all right. You know, it gives me a little edge.
Yes, it does. And you still sound sexy, so.
Absolutely. And shout out to the chat room.
Yeah.
Matt unlocked the door to this time, apparently, is hola to Mr. Vinny Bond, who you can catch every Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Central on Music on the Couch.
That was well done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a guest that just hopped into the room.
Mm-hmm. And the worst mother in the world, Dana Lou, has checked into the chat room.
And Dana Lou left the chat room.
Of course. Kidding, of course, we kid because we love.
Absolutely.
Things are wonderful up here. You know, you talk about your 80s, but, you know, we're like, what, 650-some miles north of you and northeast of you, and it's going to be 76 here today. Sunny, not a cloud in the sky.
That's nice.
It is.
Yeah. You guys, you're really not that far north. More like east.
Yeah, we're more
northeast.
East. Yeah, east, northeast.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to.
Yeah, well,
get
the curvature
the
of the earth. The curvature of the earth moves you up a little north there.
Yeah. And that Coriolis effect and the La Nina and El Nina, they all combine to make us right next door to each other somehow.
They do.
What?
Yeah. Well, globally speaking.
Globally speaking.
We're practically neighbors.
Yes.
Yeah. And if we were neighbors, I would bust into your apartment every day like Kramer.
And I would make sure I flattened my tires every night and refilled them every morning.
Probably would. Devious bastard.
How is? Do you have a Mitsubishi Montero update for us?
That he still has four good tires. He finally fixed it.
That's good. All right.
So, the guy with the the case of bottled water and the bucket with Doritos and stuff in the what have you in the back of his truck, which is sitting open, finally moved his truck and closed it up. So I guess his experiment failed or succeeded. I mean, I guess it could have succeeded, but whatever he was doing with that.
Yes. Well, that's good that you can sleep at night now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, things have calmed down.
Yeah. Except for your brain tumor. So.
Except for my brain tumor and the neighbor who likes to go outside and yell into her phone. I don't know why people, especially in apartments, feel the need to go outside when they get on the phone.
We had one, but she was only across from us for maybe a month. So I think she just goes from apartment complex to apartment complex. And yeah, I'll pay you. I'll be there. And moves on.
Yeah.
And by the way, in the chat room, Dana Liu says she is not a bad mother. She was merely conducting a science experiment to see the damage of a kid jumping out of a car. So, a moving car.
Yeah, moving car. At what speed? 60, 65? Because I think it'd have to be at least 60 to make it worthwhile. Anything under 60 is just not that fast.
No. So, 7 minutes in. Do you got any shout-outs today, Mr. Mann?
Just the usual shout-out to my BFF, Miss Warrior Cat.
Yeah.
There's another on another one of those silly work schedules.
I know.
I don't know. I just, you know, it's starting to get personal, and I don't mean personal against her. It's her boss against us.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, against me. Trying to keep me away from her.
Yeah, I know. It's like her boss evidently works for Blog Talk Radio.
Something like that. Maybe her boss's attitude is, you know, she really needs to stay away from those two for her own good. One of those type of people, you know?
Yeah.
Think they know better for everybody. You know, Rick Santorum-ish.
I was going to say, maybe her boss is Rick Santorum.
Well, you know.
Oh, go ahead.
He could be all our bosses pretty soon.
Yes, he could. And that's a good thing because I love the Rickster. I voted for him, and I will support him until the bitter, bitter, bitter end.
And it is getting bitter.
It is.
Rapidly.
Yes.
So do you have any shout-outs?
I have one. Picked up a couple people who liked our Facebook page, our I'm With Stupid page, which you can get at facebook.com/IWS Radio. And while we like them all, we picked up a hot one today, baby.
We did.
We picked up the lovely Miss 4th of July from last year, 2011, the lovely Tamara.
Mm-hmm. And she's probably going to be Miss 4th of July 2012, too.
Yes, I hope so.
All right, so welcome to Tamara.
Yes. And a shout out to the old guy who comes through the beer mine, who we affectionately call Boris Karloff. He had a lot of health problems lately. He's a very funny older guy, and even in bad health, although he's recovering well, he had his son drive him through the drive-thru yesterday so he could see drive-by Mikey and I, which was incredibly sweet. And you can read a little more about that on today's post at, on our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did he write down a couple of insults for his son to hit you
no,
with?
No, but he's not even able to do that quite yet. However, someone evidently gave him this big, gruesome-looking teddy bear that he shook at us in anger.
I thought maybe he just looked at you and flipped you off. And, of course, there's also your new Dreamboat BFF.
Yeah, my new love
interest. The Window
Man. The Window Man. I talk about him today. And, you know, going with the Rick Santorum theme, the man's name is Christian, which I like. He installed one big window in the living room, which is a double window, and then a single smaller one in the bedroom. Taking the old windows out and putting the new windows in and vacuuming, because I think he was kind of sweet on me. 1 hour and 45 minutes.
And then, next thing you know, he's making you breakfast. Here.
Well, hi-oh! The nice thing about the new windows, I can actually open them. So at night, he can stand down below and serenade me.
Uh-huh. Or he could stand out there in the parking lot in a trench coat and hold up a boom box playing Peter Gabriel.
Yes, he could. He's more subtle than that.
Oh.
And I felt bad because I knew he wanted to go to lunch. And, well, I had to go to lunch, so I started cooking hamburgers while he was here. And, well, I felt bad.
Tempting him with your meat.
With my meat.
And you know what? He might have given up meat for Lent. And there you were.
He may have.
All right. Well, Dana's having a little trouble with the chat room.
See?
And our guest left the room. Doesn't care for hot window dudes named Christian, I guess. and another generally bad night for Mitt Romney.
It was not good. It was not pretty.
Except for the fact that when the dust cleared this morning, Romney had won more delegates again.
True, true. And there's a reason behind that, too. Even though he lost Alabama and Mississippi. Well, you know, the other day, he won, what, 9 delegates in American Samoa?
Yeah.
And that was all attributed by him sending out a video throughout the tiny island territory where he says, "I love breadfruit."
He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a straw hat.
Yeah. Which he left on for the Hawaii caucuses last night, where he also said, "I love spam."
And pineapple. Good together.
And pineapple. I'm a poi poi boy.
Yeah. I used to love those pure cane sugar from Hawaii commercials.
you nominate me, and I'll give Barack Obama a Hawaiian punch.
And he reminded them that the only time he's ever sinned in his whole life was when he masturbated to Kiana Tom on Hard Bodies on ESPN in the 80s.
Well, and that's forgivable because who didn't?
Who didn't, exactly.
Oh, that chick was hot.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, Mitt finished third in both Alabama and Mississippi, which is I really it's shocking given the level of pandering he did down there. And I would just dismiss it as the people in the South dismissing another bigoty carpetbagger, but they voted for Santorum, and he's won, too.
That's
so.
Right.
And Newt Gingrich finished second both times.
Yeah.
Good old Newt. Yeah. Hanging in there, says he's not giving up.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to – well, it's kind of sad to see that even fellow Southerners don't like Newt that much.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't seem Southern.
No, he doesn't.
Other than his, multiple wives and and his, lifetime of immoral activity while judging everyone else.
It's kind of the
national sport of the South.
If you're a Southern gentleman, don't you just remain married to one woman and just, have several mistresses throughout your life?
Very true.
See?
Very true.
That's where he screwed up.
That was the mistake he made.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were saying this morning that
yes,
Romney needs 47% of all delegates going forward to get the nomination.
Yeah.
His only problem is, outside of his home state of Massachusetts, he hadn't gotten anywhere near 47% anywhere.
Well, he did in Virginia.
Oh, well, yeah, that doesn't count either.
I know. And why is that? Oh, because his only competition was the diminutive one.
It was Ron Paul. And, of course, Santorum needs 63%. Which he obviously is not going to get.
No.
But if Newt and Ron Paul would both drop out of the race, and it'd be a two-man race from here on, Santorum could win every single primary the rest of the way, 52-48, and Romney could still win the nomination. Which would be a spectacular 25 primary losing streak. Yet win the nomination. And only Mitt Romney could pull something like that off. And be proud of it.
He's like the Western Kentucky basketball team of politics.
Uh-huh.
Who Western Kentucky, who won last night, is now 16-18.
There you go. And we're down by 16 points with 4 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Mississippi Valley State, who chucked it away.
Yep. Much like Newt chucked Mississippi away.
Yep. And President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron were there for the games last night.
They were in my backyard, J-Man.
They were. I can't believe you didn't go and hang with them.
I wanted to, but I had to mind the beer mine.
Yep. Very unfortunate. They should have driven through the beer mine.
That's what I thought. I thought they had, but the black dude driving, all he wanted was a blunt wrap, so I know. Those days are behind.
Every black guy that came in, it's President Obama. No, it's not. Even the guy with dreadlocks, you thought it might be Obama in disguise, right?
Exactly.
But they were showing them there. The games, Of course, this is the now the NCAA insists that they are first round games. They're not their play-in games.
No.
Being played there in the greater Bagwine metropolitan area. And Obama and Cameron were there at the game, and they were showing them eating hot dogs. But there was a little bit of an incident when they got their hot dogs. David Cameron looked around and asked where the silverware was. It's a little embarrassing, a little Mitt Romney-esque.
I was going to say, he pulled a Romney.
And when he asked what he wanted on his hot dog, he asked, "Do you have any Grey Poupon?" But anyway, I'm sure they had a good time.
I'm sure they did.
And the games were on True TV,
mm-hmm.
which most people missed the first half of the first game, just clicking through the lineup going, "Where the hell is True TV?"
What did it used to be called? Wasn't it? It used to be called something else. I don't know.
It was Court TV, wasn't it?
Is it? Was it?
I don't know. The old Court TV with Nancy Grace.
Oh, God.
And, the chick from CNN, the long time.
The judge.
Cryer.
Catherine
Cryer? Yeah, she was on there for a while.
Yeah. Ricky Kleeman.
Yeah.
That is one fine looking Jew.
And then Ashley Banfield.
That's right, yeah.
Ashley Banfield is going to be on the new internet network started by Carlos Slim.
Wow.
Who is the richest man in the world, and he's also hired Larry King.
Hope it was a 1-year contract.
Month to month.
Yeah. And if I
and Matt, they can hear the masses out there.
Well, I was
worldwide
going to say,
can hear the banging.
Yeah, if I seem a little distracted, there is a lot of noise going on here as they're doing the the rest of the windows here at the Bagwine Digs.
Yep. So, anyway, let's see what we got. About,
well,
oh, we only got 7 minutes left in the live stream.
You're kidding!
My
I'll save
the
my
phone lines are open,
as they always are at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. That was my Dr. Mike Bad Boy Villa voice.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said you have a major concern. You want to save that for the after show portion?
I can save that for the after show.
Yeah. We'll do a little tease on our vast and diverse worldwide audience here.
Yeah, because, you know, with only 7 minutes left and probably coming up on six, we have a new segment, don't we, Jamie?
We do. We have a new segment. Regular listeners will recall that a couple of weeks ago, we were celebrating Mitt Romney, and we celebrated him by joking that during the Super Bowl, he didn't know who to root for because many of his friends own NFL teams. Just throwing out there's a little joke. Well, turns out that was exactly what he said earlier this week, or very close to what he said earlier this week when talking about Peyton Manning and being asked about the NFL, and he said that some of his friends are NFL owners. And we realized that we pre-mocked Mitt Romney.
Yes.
We mocked him for something that he had not yet, but obviously would say. So, we have a new segment. What's that segment titled, Matt?
Molotov Mocktails.
That's right. We're going to throw a few Molotov Mocktails, and we even have a little bit of music audio to go with it.
Why don't
Molotov Mocktails.
Brilliant.
Well, we set that up like professionals, didn't we?
Exactly.
So here's my first pre-mocking of Mitt.
Okay.
We all know the Illinois primary is next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitt will go on Chicago radio station, and he will talk about the first time he ever attended a game at Wrigley Field as a kid. And he'll say, I remember sitting there in the Wrigley family private booth looking down on all the people in the bleachers and just amazed at how much fun they were having.
Oh, that's very good. And, you know, this Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, the real Missouri primary takes place in the form of the Missouri caucus. He is going to say, well, I don't know. I've never been to Missouri a lot, and I don't know you very well. I am good friends with the Bush family.
Excellent. I'm trying to read what Vinny's awfully talkative in the chat room today.
Is he really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Anyway,
huh. Yeah,
Vinny, since Mike isn't here, Vinny went to Wikipedia for us, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, also while in Chicago, Romney will be a little embarrassed when an attempt to act like a regular people goes bad after he asks his aide to reserve two seats on the L for him and Ann.
You know, I can't even think of him doing that. He would never, even if his seats were reserved.
But he also might ask for the menu for the dining car.
That's true. And March 18th, Sunday, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah, the Jennifer Lopez Invitational.
Yes, the Puerto Rico primary. He loves Puerto Ricans. In fact, he will say, I have employed many Puerto Ricans throughout my life.
Yeah, I do see you saying that.
Oh, wow.
And,
it's really loud here now, Jay, but go ahead.
Yeah, it is. And that's great radio right there.
It is.
Also, while in Missouri, he'll go down to Branson, and he will claim that he is good friends with many of the CEOs who own the companies that built many of the theaters and hotels there. And he'll then ask Yakov Smirnoff to sing Moon River.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that coming. That was a good one. And we got, if you have anything you want to mock Mitt about, you can hurry up and get into the live stream at 661-244-9852. And but as always, if you don't, you can listen to the rest of the show in the archives when the 30 minutes are over. March 24th, Jay, another southern state.
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to go to a restaurant and have what he calls, I went to a restaurant the other day and I had a big plate of those little lobsters that you guys are. What do you call them? Cray daddies? Crawfish? Whatever. They were delicious.
Those things are cray cray.
And then it will go on to say, you know, I know a lot of the people who own those oil rigs off your shore.
Yeah, and the other thing he'll do while he's in Branson, he'll go to the Bass Pro Shops, and there'll be a big fishing exhibition going on, and he'll ask Bill Dance, will you bait my hook for me?
That was pretty good. He'll probably even throw in a, ooh,
Yeah, when they pull a fish out of the water, you'll scream like a little girl.
Yeah, he'll pull out a bluegill and he'll go, "That doesn't look like a salmon."
Well, the only fishing I've done is sport fishing in Alaska and off the Florida coast.
Where's the pool where you catch the caviar?
Yeah. Be out there on Lake Taneycomo saying, "You mean this isn't a private stocked lake? I've never seen one of those." So, well, we're in the after show portion now. Not that it matters to the people listening in archives. But
and we always have that post live stream pause. It's like we're both going, "Oh man, what now?"
It's almost like there's less pressure.
Exactly. But I'll tell you
Vinny
what I
says,
have.
And Vinny in the chat room says, "And they're gone, T-H-E-I-R. Now see, that's what you get for going to public schools in New Jersey, Vinny.
Well, he corrected himself.
I wasn't going to include that part.
Well, I guess not. Oh,
never mind, folks. Matt ruined it for me. Let's move on. You know, my friend Little Miss Sunshine, Jeanette, isn't around this morning.
Why
on Twitter,
that?
So I don't know. I bet that's two in a row, two consecutive shows that she hasn't been on Twitter to harass me. So,
well, that's not good.
That's a little upsetting.
It is.
But, yeah, that's okay. I'm sure she's busy, has a legitimate reason.
I'm sure she does. It could be a holiday. It could be a holiday in the Philippines.
Who knows? Could be. Maybe they're
have a lot
maybe
of
they're voting. Maybe they're voting today. Maybe Romney is over there campaigning. Oh, yeah, if he can't win the Republican nomination, maybe he'll try to be president of the Philippines.
He's probably over there saying, "I used to summer with the Marcoses."
I bought Imelda a lot of those shoes that she had.
Exactly.
All right, so what is this earth-shattering situation, Matt, that you wanted to discuss
with
the world?
This is not good, J-Man. This is not good. As you know, the palatial digs lie across the street from a recently closed-down hospital.
Mm-hmm.
One through which I cut through their parking lot on my walk to work.
Uh-oh.
Well, today, they are putting up fence around said hospital, which is going to add anywhere, and I'll find out today exactly, anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes to my walk to work.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I know.
Those bastards.
I know.
What an outrage.
And it's ironic. But, because of the fencing of the hospital, a place of health, I will probably smoke two more cigarettes in those 8 to 10 minutes on my walk to work.
Yeah, 10 more minutes of walking in the heat.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you might have a heart attack in the middle of that,
because
of that fence.
Well, could.
Those bastards. And if you do, you should sue.
I may. They could put, you think they could put like a little gate? They could lock it and give me a key.
Sure. I don't see why not. You're a responsible member of society.
Yes, I am.
There'd be no reason for them to be concerned about what you would engage in. I mean, you're white.
I'm white? I'm pasty white.
You're one of the whitest guys around. You know, I talk to them about that. Say, hey, look, I voted for Rick Santorum. I'm trustworthy.
Exactly. If
so,
I'm going to put
that,
any
well, that's
graffiti,
also,
if I'm going to put any graffiti on the building, it will be a cross. So come on.
And you know, you might write Jesus Saves on it, but other than that,
or John 3:16, that would look nice.
That would look nice. And you know, that's kind of a double whammy because I was really looking forward to that place, that hospital being taken over by squatters, and and you having your own little Detroit government housing project.
Well,
building across the street from you.
That's what I had figured too. And it would have made for some good pictures.
And some nice blog posts.
Uh huh. But
they would just have to come back and replace your current windows with bulletproof windows.
But alas, yeah, my hopes are dashed and my walk is longer.
Very upsetting.
It is. I'll tell you a funny thing, though. When you said I may be one of the whitest men in the world, evidently there's one whiter than me, and I know that to be a fact, and that would be my son. The boy never tans. In fact, this is funny. When I was talking to him, when I was over there Sunday, his mom informed me that his date for the prom, her mom told her daughter, don't tan before the prom because Rhino is so white. It would just look funny.
Yeah. The old prom, which I didn't go to my proms in high school.
I did my senior year, but I think I've told you this before. It was no big deal. I mean, it was with the chick I was going all through high school with, so it's not like, ooh. It was like, ooh.
It's more like, oh, God.
It was like the same thing. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it was the same thing we did every Friday night, Saturday night, except we got dressed up.
Yeah. I thought maybe you wore a tuxedo T-shirt.
Nah. Although I do have one.
Oh, I know.
The only cool thing about it, I was a senior. She had already graduated.
Ooh.
Yes.
An older woman.
Mm-hmm. One whole year, baby.
An older, educated woman.
Well, an older woman. But, hey, I didn't say that. No, but and besides getting dressed up, which was kind of fun, we went to the prom in her dad's 65 cherry red Mustang with the white interior convertible.
Nice.
Yes, it was.
Nice. All right. A little trip down memory lane there.
Yeah.
You know, that I thought it was interesting that that Mitt didn't stick around for the traditional post-primary speeches last night.
I thought that was funnier than hell.
And I was trying to figure out why he was in such a hurry to get out of the South, get away from there. And at first I thought it was because the best hotel he could find in Jackson is Pappy's Motor Lodge. But what it really turned out to be was that he just couldn't face one more plate of chicken fried steak smothered in white gravy with a side of collard greens and a baked sweet potato.
And I'll tell you what, that is exactly the reason I wouldn't vote for him. I could eat chicken fried steak every damn day.
Exactly. You know, these politicians, they come down here to the South, and you put that plate in front of them with that chicken fried steak, and that's how you determine whether or not they're all right. If they dig
Right. Yeah, if that was the case and I was running for president, I would have won Mississippi and Alabama by, I would have had 80% of the vote. Bring it on, keep bringing it.
I would have had the, you know, fried chicken at lunch, and then during the afternoon when I was giving a speech, I'd be holding a moon pie. My only problem would be that big old jug of sweet tea they've tried to pour
tea,
down
yeah,
there every day.
Yeah, that's a hang up.
Bit of a problem. I just have a Coke and see if I can get away with that.
Yeah, they're Coke people down there.
Yeah, or lemonade. You can always have a nice lemonade.
Always a good one.
Lemonade.
Yeah, there you go. I've noticed something.
I could
sneak
some vodka into that.
Yeah, that's right.
Or tequila.
I've noticed something about Coke and Pepsi. Republicans drink, or Coke people, Pepsi people are Democrats.
You notice that. That's very true.
I don't know why that is, but I have noticed that.
Yep. Way back, I think when Clinton ran the first time, I was watching Larry King live, and he was only like in his 90s. And he was talking about that.
Really?
That he was talking about Coke being a conservative company and Pepsi being the liberal company.
Oh.
And that you get Pepsi at the Democratic convention and Coke at the Republican convention.
So, in essence, I just stole from Larry King.
Well, no, because you've never paid any attention to Larry King.
Oh, God, I could never watch that man.
You made that observation on your own, so that's acceptable.
Because
that's
I'm a professional in the beverage industry.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you just observed it by all of the McCain Palin versus Obama Biden bumper stickers that come through.
Yes, you're right.
Unlike the folks at Prairie Home Companion who obviously listened to our show, our joke show,
right,
and decided to do one of their own.
Which was not nearly as funny, no doubt.
No doubt. So, man, lots of great NFL moves being made.
Such as
Brandon Marshall was traded to the Bears yesterday.
I did see that, yeah.
And when he was traded to the Bears, the first thing I thought of was, oh, well, Miami's going to sign both Peyton Manning and Reggie Wayne. And then a few minutes later, Reggie Wayne signed a contract to stay with the Colts. What the hell?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, you know, I
of course
know
it was
like change
what?
Much.
It was like $42 million. And like mm-hmm. 19 guaranteed. Well, I'd stay too.
But Pierre Garçon signed with the Redskins, as did Josh Morgan. And somebody else that they were going to sign last night, another receiver, I can't remember. They're going to have three new receivers for RG3 when they draft him.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
You're already plotting your fantasy football team, aren't you? I already know the name of it. What would your name of your fantasy football team be?
Coney's Ponies. Good old Coney, whoever that guy is. Everybody's
and see,
all up
folks,
and on.
If you're listening and don't know what we're talking about, we do a great show every night of the week on Twitter, Jay and I. And you can catch me on Twitter at MattManIWS.
And you can find me at JYMAN_IWS. And we've got 15 seconds.
Yes, we
do. In the show here, so we want to wrap things up. But look us up on Twitter and on Facebook.
And on Facebook.
And on the blog.
And on the blog.
And on the blog.
And
we're everywhere.
We're ubiquitous.
Yeah. Pinterest, we're there too. I am.
Well, yeah.